U.S. Secretary Pompeo's visit to North Korea focuses on denuclearization. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will visit Pyongyang next week to press forward with the Trump administration's efforts to force North Korea to denuclearize, according to four people familiar with his plans. The visit will be the first senior-level face-to-face contact since U.S. President Donald Trump met leader Kim Jong-un in a landmark summit in Singapore this month. Their joint declaration was widely derided for lacking concrete detail, but U.S. officials have been trying to take the next steps. U.S. officials told CNN that Mr. Pompeo had canceled a planned meeting with his Indian counterpart, due in Washington on July 6, in order to fly to Pyongyang. The declaration had stipulated Mr. Pompeo would hold follow-on talks with an unnamed senior North Korean official at the earliest possible date but had given no timeline. Mr. Pompeo had to cancel the meeting because of important travel related to North Korea, a U.S. official said. A second U.S. official said an official announcement was expected in the coming days. Mr. Pompeo, who has visited Pyongyang twice before in a bid to establish whether the regime is serious about dismantling its nuclear weapons program, has assumed the lead role in negotiations first as CIA director and then as America's chief diplomat. Vipin Narang, a nuclear policy expert at MIT, said the visit was good news but he underscored the enormous task ahead. The gulf in interpretations of the Singapore summit is massive, he said. While the Trump administration insists it has made clear to Pyongyang its demand for complete, verifiable and irreversible denuclearization, North Korea has talked only of the denuclearization of the entire Korean Peninsula. Such a broad ambition could put the U.S. commitment to its ally South Korea at risk or lead to demands for the U.S. to move its troops or even nuclear submarines and bombers out of the region. Washington would be unlikely to accept such demands.